This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The improving real estate market is helping banks get problem loans off their books, helping relieve banks of distressed assets they've carried since the recession. I'm talking with Jeff Nuttall, publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report, about what this means for banks and which properties are especially hot right now. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Erin.
So what exactly is the trend that you're seeing?
Well, Erin, portfolios of distressed bank-owned properties that ballooned during the Great Recession are shrinking dramatically thanks to improving real estate values, particularly on the residential development side. The amount of other real estate owned, or OREO, the term used for property that banks take back through foreclosure, leapt from about $22 million in 2009 to $79 million in 2011 at Northern Colorado Banks, and that was an increase of 255%, according to the FDIC.
Wow, that sounds like good news. What does this say about how quickly banks are recovering?
Well, in 2012, after years of dragging down banks' earnings, distressed properties held by regional banks dropped 17% to just $65 million. And the trend continued this year. As of June 30th, those portfolios had shrunk to $49 million, a reduction of 37% from the peak in 2011. Bankers are now able to sell distressed properties because the economy has improved and buyers are showing up at sales.
So what are the most popular properties right now?
1-4 family residential lots were among the most common properties that banks took back, but the hot new housing market has turned them into desirable assets again. In the past 12 months, lot values have doubled because of renewed interest in home buying and plummeting rental vacancy rates across Northern Colorado. In fact, those lots have become some of the most sought-after land in the region.
Well, what do the price increases look like?
In recent months, a developed single-family lot could be acquired for $30,000 to $40,000. Once the available supply runs out, though, that price could go up as much as 50% to $60,000, according to local real estate experts.
Wow. Which kinds of property are still hard to sell, then?
Raw land remains one of the hardest assets to unload, even in the 2013 economy. Installing water and infrastructure is expensive, and then detours many from purchasing this kind of land. It's beginning to change, though. In some areas, such as in North Fort Collins, demand for developed land is growing fast. The only asset more difficult to sell than raw land is partially completed buildings. Rather than simply sitting and holding value as land does, partial buildings lose value through deterioration and vandalism. So buyers are often reluctant to take those on.
That is completely understandable. What about other sectors of commercial real estate? How do they look right now?
Well, retail values tend to be tied to residential prices, so similar market factors such as employment and income levels affect these prices. As people find jobs or get raises and get more disposable income, they spend more money on retail establishments and consider buying or upgrading their homes. Industrial prices have also been on the rise for months, led by the oil and gas industry in Weld County, which has taken up almost all industrial space larger than 50,000 square feet. The last commercial category to come back is office space, but as businesses begin to grow and hire again, they also will need more and larger spaces for their employees.
And we'll keep an eye on that for sure. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.